I want to preach, and I know that there's no possible way that this can happen, what I'm fixing to preach about. So you're going to have to give me just a little room and use your imagination. But I want to preach on a journey through the halls of hell. A journey. Now I know there's no way that God would allow any of us to take a literal journey through hell and come out. There's no escape from hell. Matter of fact, it's personally, for me, when I think about hell, I think of the torments. I think of being without God for eternity. Amen. But when you get to thinking that there's no way out of hell, no escape forever. Amen. There is no clock in hell. There is no watch. There is no time. There's not a calendar. There's not a day. Amen. In hell, it is forever. Amen. I want to preach this morning on a journey through the halls of hell. I have a book in my library, amen, by a Methodist preacher probably over 100 years old. I didn't look at the copyright date on it. Amen. But this book title is Sinners of the Bible, Great Portraits of Sinners of the Bible. He goes through from Genesis all the way to Revelation, and he's got sermons on different sinners in the Bible, amen, that died lost without God. Now, I notice right up front that this will not be a proper message. This won't make me a favorite preacher, amen. Basically, I don't know if I could ever remember, even in my youth, raised with a television and things of that nature. I don't know if I can ever remember hearing a preacher, amen, on national television ever preach about hell, amen. Even among the charismatic realm and things of that nature, very few times will they, amen, take an entire sermon and talk about hell. It's too negative, amen. But my Bible tells me, amen, that a person that doesn't warn the wicked of his wicked ways, amen, that their blood will be required at their hand, amen. And so I'm required by God's word to tell you that there is a hell. You might say, I don't believe in hell. Amen. That don't change the Bible fact that there is a hell. Amen. They didn't believe it in Noah's time. Amen. About the flood. They didn't believe Lot in Lot's time. Amen. When it rained fire and brimstone, but it still happened. And I want to preach this morning on a journey through the halls of hell. I don't want to go to hell this morning by myself through this journey. So I'm going to ask the angel Gabriel to go with me. I know this can't happen, but for just sake of a little message this morning, I want us to go there and take this journey through hell. Amen. With your imagination, why don't we just go through, amen, and journey down through the halls of hell. You know, as we enter into hell, this morning we hear groans. We can hear cries. I have heard the tape. I don't know if anybody else here has heard the recording, the actual recording. Of course, I do not know if it's true or not, but it is a document. I have heard it. I've read about it. Don't have any information in front of me that some drillers drilled several thousands of feet into the earth. Amen. And they stuck a microphone. Anybody else heard that besides me? Okay, somebody, you're raising your hands. Amen. And the cries that come up on that recording. So I can imagine. I do believe whether that's true or not, I do not know. But I guarantee if you was to go into hell right now, there are groans. There are cries, amen, of people that is helpless souls who passed by God in this world. I want to tell you something. Remember, nobody goes to hell, amen, amen, that has, amen, not been touched by God, warned of God, even in their conscience. Even if they've never heard the gospel, there is a God-given conscience. No man is forced to go to hell. It is his own choice. There was a Savior who died upon a cross to save men from this awful place called hell. Matter of fact, the Bible specifically tells us, amen, that hell was not prepared for man, but hell was prepared for the devil and his angels, right? Those that fell, the third part of the stars that fell, amen, the third part of the angels, amen. But, amen, when man sinned in the garden, amen, from that day to this and on throughout eternity, amen, people that die lost without God go to this, amen, place called hell. As we travel down this journey, amen, through the halls of hell this morning, amen, I hear a man screaming. I can hear him screaming. Amen. There's not a doubt in my mind, though I am not physically there. I would guarantee you that he is screaming in the halls of hell this morning. And what he is screaming is a phrase that says, am I my brother's keeper? Amen. We could ask the angel, who is this man? Amen. That is crying, am I my brother's keeper? Amen. And the angel would say, it's Cain, the man that slew his brother Abel. Can I hear an amen this morning? That story is found in Genesis chapter 4, the first 12 verses. Adam and his Eve had two sons, Cain and Abel. They were taught to worship God. They were taught how to bring their offerings to the Lord. The day came when both sons came to the altar. Abel killed a lamb and offered it upon the altar. As the smoke ascended up from Abel's sacrifice, God accepted his blood offerings, amen, which he offered in faith. But Cain, on the other hand, the Bible said was wicked. Cain was wicked and proud. He brought the fruit which he had raised and offered it. But the Bible said that God turned down the offering that Cain brought. And thus Cain became very angry. Amen. And bitter. Amen. And the Bible said that one day when Cain and Abel were out into a field, amen, that Cain, amen, slew his brother Abel. Are you with me? Amen. Then God came on the scene and asked Cain why he did that. Why? Amen. Where is thy brother? God said. And Cain answered, am I my brother's keeper? Amen. But God said, I know what you have done. Amen. His blood cries out to me from the ground. And God pronounced a curse upon Cain. Why is Cain in hell this morning? Is Cain in hell this morning because he's a murderer? No. Cain, amen, is in hell because he would not come to God through God's way of salvation. There's been a many of a murderer, amen, my friend, who has came and repented of their sins and who died and went to heaven. Cain did not go to hell, amen, because he was a murderer, but Cain went to hell because he didn't come God's way. Can I tell you, there's a lot of people today trying to find an easier way to salvation. Amen. They're trying to climb up this way and climb up that way. And even many preachers refuse to preach the gospel of the blood of Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you, it is the way to God and there is no other way. If you die in your sins and you are not covered in the blood of Jesus Christ, I've only got one thing to tell you. There is a place that's called hell. Amen. Oh, I tell you, as we journey through the halls of hell, amen, we walk on farther, amen, and we hear a group of people, amen, I can hear somebody screaming, I can hear moans and groans, I can hear crying, what are they saying, amen, as I walk closer to this group of people, they are saying, let us in, let us in. And as I asked the angel Gabriel, who is this? Amen. That's screaming and crying. I can hear the angel Gabriel saying, that is the people in Noah's day. Amen. Who went down, amen, into the flood waters. Amen. Without God. Amen. Oh, help me preach today, Lord. Amen. I want to tell you, the people in Noah's day were wicked people. They were vile people. The Bible said in one place, amen, their imagination was evil continually. I mean, totally, amen, 100% eat up with sin. And when I read that text, I understand that there's not a pornography movie made. There's not a beer joint nowheres. There's not an abortion clinic nowheres. Amen. There's not a triple X movie. Amen. There is not a join a pot pill, some marijuana or pills or anything of that nature. But the Bible said right here in their mind, there was such evil that God said, I am going to destroy the earth, the people of the earth. Huh? Help me preach. Amen. And when God did that, amen, the flood came and the peoples of Noah's day were wicked and sinful, and God decided to destroy them. Amen. But he found one righteous man, Noah. And he told Noah, amen, to build an ark and to bring his family and certain animals into the ark. Then God would destroy the earth with the flood. Noah began to build, giving part of his time to building. And Jude tells us, giving part of his time, amen, to preaching. He told the people that the judgment of God was coming. There would come a day of reckoning. There would come a day that God would destroy the world with the flood. But the Bible said they laughed at him and mocked at him. Amen. I can imagine saying, you old fool, it's never rained before. We don't have any idea what you're talking about. But I want to tell you, ain't it just like today? Amen. The church, the true church, is preaching, Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. You better get ready. Amen. Jesus is coming. But the Bible said, just like they did in Noah's time, just like they did in Lot's time, they went eating, drinking, and married. But I'm telling you, I'm living my life not for the realm of time, but I'm living my life for eternity. I'm not going to live to please myself, because my heart tells me that there is an eternity. Amen. And one day, what I do on this earth will determine my destiny. And as I journey through hell this morning, I hear the cries, amen, of these people that did not believe this holiness preacher that preached the judgment of God was coming. You know, and I know any preacher, whether he's a Baptist, it doesn't matter. Any preacher that tells of any catastrophe that hits America, amen, if they pronounce it the judgment of God, especially if they're in the media, I mean, the media will make that preacher look like the biggest fool, because this world has an ideal of God that's false. Their ideal of God is so loving and he's so kind, amen. They haven't read the Bible that I've read. Amen. Because true love, amen, has positive and negative. But this world has a false imagination about God. Amen. But I want to tell you and cry out to you this morning that there is a judgment coming. Huh? The Bible tells me that there's going to come a time over in Israel that the blood is going to flow, amen, to the horse's bridle. There are going to be wars, amen, like we have never known. Amen. Are you understanding me? I'm telling you, this thing is winding down. And as I journey through hell this morning, amen, I hear the cries of those people in Noah's time. They have been in hell, amen, for 6,000 years in hell, and there's no way out. There's no way out of hell. Can you imagine One day God said, come in, Noah. The flood's coming. Noah and his family and all the animals which God had selected went in the ark. And God, don't forget that, God shut the door. Huh? Then the windows of heaven were opened up and the rain began to fall. The fountains of the deep opened up and the water gushed out. The water rose higher and higher. Amen. But the door was shut. The scoffers changed their tune. Amen. I know, amen, the Bible doesn't actually say this, but I got a funny feeling. I don't think I'd be too out of left field to say that they no doubt went up to the ark. Amen. And began to pound on the ark and say, oh man, amen, we're sorry, old man. We're sorry, old man. We realize you ain't a fool now. We realize that you wasn't kidding. We realize, amen, as we've seen you work on this ark, whatever you want to call it, oh man, we realize that something's going on. Let us in. Let us in. But the floods came. Amen. For 40 days and 40 nights, it rained. And every soul besides Noah, amen, and his family were lost and are now in the lake of fire in hell. The people send away their day of grace. An opportunity. We don't hear a lot about that. People going beyond. Sometimes people that's been arranged in church and around church, they play on the mercy of God. They play on it. Amen. They play on the mercy of God. As I journey farther down through hell, I see a man, I see a woman. They're running. They're running as frantic as they could run. They're running through the flames of hell. They are running as fast as you can run. And I could ask Gabriel, I said, Gabriel, who's that running through hell? Amen. And I could hear the angel say, that's Herod and Herodias. Huh? Amen. The angel says that's the man Herod and the woman is Herodias. And you remember when Herod, the Bible said, went to Rome and took his brother's wife and brought her back to Jerusalem and lived with her. And one day a preacher, a man named John the Baptist, came on the scene. Amen. Oh, John, he confronted Herod. Amen. Amen. And he told Herod, you are living in sin. You can't take another man's wife and get by with it. Amen. Herod, amen, you can't do this. Well, you know what the Bible says? It made Herodias, Herod's wife, amen, very, very angry. Amen. And the Bible said and tells us how she forced Herod, amen, to put him in prison. Amen. It was a woman, amen, that hated the preacher. Well, I'll tell you what. I heard Brother Benny Southern preach last year, Brother Jamie Hokins. I got the sermon somewhere. I think I even told you about it. How that he preached from Herodias. Amen. And what this one woman did, amen, because she got angry at the preacher. You know, some people, amen, will go to the lowest extreme. Amen. Once they get mad at the preacher, it doesn't matter who or what or how they hurt, as long as they can get back to the preacher. Amen. And this Herodias had never got over, even though John was in prison. And one day it came, amen, King Herod's birthday. And holding Herodias, remember John, the Baptist, he was in prison. Amen. But she wanted more than just the preacher man in prison. She wanted his head. Amen. So she went to her own daughter. Now, what kind of mama, amen, would tell her young child, oh, her own virtuous daughter, amen, said, listen, the old king will get drunk at his birthday party. And when he does, and you start dancing, I want you to please him. I want you to dance in a vulgar, filthy, vile way. Amen. And when he does, he'll get so beside himself that he'll offer you, amen, anything you want. And when he does, amen, he said, I want you to ask, amen, for the head of the preacher man. I want you to ask for the head of John the Baptist. So the day comes, the birthday comes on, amen, Herod starts drinking, amen, he gets wild, amen, the party's going on, and all of a sudden Herodias' daughter begins to dance in front of the king, and Herod is caught up, amen, in some kind of wild imagination, and exalts everything, and he says, tell me, amen, you can have anything up to half of my kingdom. And here was a chance for a girl to become a multimillionaire. But she passed it all up. She said, I'd rather have the head of a preacher man. That's exactly where I was going, Brother Earl. She was so sick of his mouth. She said, I'll shut him up. I'll cut his head off from his heart. He'll never be able to tell me I'm living in sin again. But what Herodias didn't think about was her memory in hell. What Herodias didn't think about was what she would be tormented with in the lake of fire in hell throughout all. This is not a fairy tale. We're not reading the golden book this morning. This is the Bible. Are y'all with me? It's saying I'm not reading out of a golden book. Bears or something, or Little Red Riot. Herodias thought, she said, can you imagine? Bringing a young 14, 16 year old girl, bringing upon a silver platter, amen, a head of a preacher man, blood and goo all over, hands it to her mama. Amen. I can imagine Herodias saying, it's over! I'll never hear this again! Time went by. Now she's in hell. Amen. Going through hell. Running. Trying to get away. Oh, from the cries. Amen. Of her conscience and her memory. I want to tell you, my friend, amen, I'm telling you, hell is a real place. I said, hell is a real place. Amen. She said, you'll never bother me anymore. You'll never bother me. I can't remember. I wish I could remember the story. But several years ago, I remember reading a story, a secular story, of a lady who had murdered somebody like 30 years before, and they never found her that she murdered this person. 30 years later, this lady is in her 60s. And she comes to the police station, walks in, and confesses to this murder of 30-some years prior. I want to think maybe 36 years. Scot free. Amen. And she come in, turned herself in, and they ask her, and I remember reading this. They said, why did you come in? There's no way we'd have found you. She said, because I've lived with that every single night. This is a secular thing. She said, because my conscience, I've lived with this. Are you with me? I'm telling you, oh God, I'm talking about a journey through hell. I'm not trying to scare you this morning. But I am trying to warn you, if you die lost, I can't preach you into heaven. I don't care how much money you got. You can't pray the preacher or the priest. It doesn't matter how you die. If you die in your sins, you cannot go to the heaven that Sister Crystal sung about earlier in this service. You know, even later, Amen. When things was crying out about it, even after John the Baptist was dead, amen. Herod heard A servant come bursting in crying out, a great prophet has arisen and performing some mighty miracles in the land. The whole country is going after him. The king leaped to his feet and cried out, that's John the Baptist. He's risen from the dead. But it wasn't John, it was Jesus. Oh, Herod, Herodias. I went on through the halls of hell. I seen a man washing his hands. Huh? Y'all know where I'm at? I seen a man washing his hands. I seen a man rubbing his hands. I seen somebody. It's the angel Gabriel. What's going on? Who is that? Angel said, that's Pilate. Amen. Who, amen, tried to wash his hands of an innocent man. Amen. He knew he had Jesus on his hands. Amen. But he tried to wash Jesus off of his hands. But can I tell you, he's roaming hell right now. Amen. He's still trying to wash, amen, Jesus off of his hands. He's still going through hell. Amen. I journeyed on. I seen another man. Amen. As he, amen, was tossing, looked like he was tossing something. It looked like he was just tossing something. And I asked the angel, who's this? And the angel said, that's Judas. Amen. He betrayed Christ for 30 pieces of silver. I said, I hear him saying something. I hear him saying something. He's saying, I have betrayed innocent blood. And he's trying to throw down those 30 pieces of silver. I'm telling you, as I journey through hell and you go through all of those of the Bible that's lost, I do not want to go to hell. I'm saved. I've been saved for 26 years. But very often, Brother Joy, I say, God, amen, I don't want to go to hell. I don't only just read about it, but I believe in a literal place that's called hell. I want to tell you this morning, if you're here lost, if you're backslid, if you're away from God, you better be careful. You might die and go to hell. Lift your hands, saints. Come to the piano, Hope. Please. You're here this morning, you're lost without God. You're away from God. You're dabbling in the world. Sister Gardner called yesterday, talked to my wife, and she told us about Brother Gardner's niece, 25-year-old. 25-year-old. Got in a crash on 31. Killed instantly, I guess. I remember right. Sister Valerie, Sister Gardner did say, Sister Simpson, she went to church last Sunday and prayed. Last Sunday and prayed. Don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. If you're here this morning lost without God, this altar is open right now. I wouldn't even wait. I wouldn't even give the devil a chance to talk me out of it. If my heart was pounding and God was talking to me, I'd get up out of my pew right now and I'd walk down to that altar. I'm telling somebody, please don't go to hell. Please don't go to hell. Please, please don't go to hell. Oh, I know literally I can't journey in hell. I understand that. But I was trying to show you through the scriptures. Amen. There's more. I didn't go to the rich man. I didn't go to King Agrippa. I didn't go to others in the Bible. I didn't tell you about Jezebel. I didn't tell you about others, how that Jezebel painted her face. Amen. But God come on a scene and give her a curse and cursed her life. And it went on for years. And she thought she got by with it. But one day, amen, the reckoning come up. Amen. And she faced God. And she's no doubt in hell. Are you with me this morning? I'm telling you, when you go through hell, one place in Isaiah said, hell has enlarged herself. I want to tell you, I'm sorry. It's not like AC/DC's song. I'm on the highway to hell. I'm going to get to hell. I'm going to party all night long. He's lying to you. There ain't no party in hell. There's not a pill in hell. There's not a smile in hell. There's not a flower. You won't see a sunrise in hell. You won't see a baby in hell. I tell you, he's lying. He's lying. He's lying. He's lying to you. He's lying. Ain't no party in hell. Ain't no good time in hell. No. Ain't no party in hell. Journey through the halls of hell. I heard Brother Lee Stricker tell a story how he's in some preacher man was in revival. It was two boys, young boys, teenage boys in the back of the church. The preacher man had been dealing with them all revival. They just laughed and mocked all the whole meeting. The offering was being taken up through the service, and the pastor was up front. He had his back turned to the crowd, the congregation. At that time, that offering pan passed those two boys. Those two boys, with their rebel spirits and their attitude, they thought they would be big and man, and so both of them boys spit in the offering pan. That's what I'll give to the preacher. I'll just give them a big old pile of spit. And so Lee said they spit in the offering pan. And he said, with the pastor's head turned away from the congregation, he said the Holy Ghost moved on that pastor man, that preacher man, and said he whirled around to that pulpit. He did not see what them boys just did. He found out later. He said, but God just said, somebody here has sinned away your day of grace. Brother Lee said, when that church service was over, those two boys went out and got in their pickup, high and mighty. They thought they was, Brother Lee said, within a mile, they crossed the railroad track, hit a train head on, and those two boys went out to meet God unprepared. I tell you, service I was preaching. Right there where you're at from, Brother Boney. Right there, Brother Turner's. You might have been there tonight. Was you there that night? Amen. I was preaching for Brother Jerry Turner. Amen. We've been in a 2-week revival. I remember I got up to preach that night. Amen. Talking about just you know, and I remember I got up to not even open my sermon book or Bible or anything. Just started talking and the Holy Ghost come on me. Amen. And I remember specifically, I've talked to Brother Turner about it since then. I remember the Holy Ghost coming on me. Amen. The Holy Ghost moved on me. Amen. That place was packed out. I mean, it was full. Amen. I don't know how everybody was there. I said, the Holy Ghost just told me some of you left here last night and you were sinning within 2 hours after the service and you was laughing wherever you was at. You was laughing and you were sinning. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost flooded that place. Sister Turner gave a message in tongues. Amen. Brother Turner, the pastor, interpreted. I'll never forget it. Brother Turner said, amen, through his tongues interpretation, you laughed at me. Amen. And then Brother Turner, I've never heard this before. I've never heard it since. I asked Brother Houston. Amen. He said he never heard of it. Brother Turner started laughing, really just in a mean way, why he was given the interpretation. And then God said, you laughed at me last night. Ha, 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 ha. Amen. But God said, but I will laugh at you when you're calamity comes upon you. And I'm telling you, thanks be to God, finally something got in. There was two young ladies, teenagers, amen, that came running down to that altar. Amen. Are you with me? Brother Turner told me, he said, they prayed that night. He said, but them girls are still, unless they've changed since he told me a year or so ago. And that's been 10 years ago when that happened. Their life's still just a mess. I'm telling you, there is a hell. There is a real God. There is a real Holy Ghost. And when you turn him away over and over and over, look at you. Look at you. Father, in the precious name of Jesus, I've preached my best. Gave it my best. My feeble efforts are not much this morning. Lord, I felt like you spoke to my heart to warn somebody. Tell somebody about hell. Talk to their heart. Break that hardness of their heart, Lord. Soften in their heart. There's a hell. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house. There's a hell. There's a hell. There's a hell this morning. And if you die lost without God. I don't say that with pleasure. I don't say that with any kind of... The intent is to try to tell you, you need to get off the road that leads to hell. You need to change your life this morning. And the great thing about it is Jesus paid the price on Calvary that you don't have to go to hell. You don't have to go. You don't have to go to hell this morning. He's made a provision. He's made a way. You can be saved this morning. Would you like to come right now? Come on. This altar is open. As Hope begins to sing and play, will you come? Sinner, friend, backslider, lukewarm. Come on. Anybody in the house, come on. Come on right now.
It isn't easy to end up in hell.
Would you like to come this way?
Heaven built a barricade.
There's a hell.
Time brought it the wood. Rest in the
There's
nails.
A hell. There's really a hell.
There's still.
I think it's a message we forget sometimes. But there really is a hell.
There is a cross in your way.
Come on, this song is up. Come on.
Oh, all of mercy and grace.
Come on. You're a visitor this morning. You're just as welcome as anybody. Come on. Let's gather this altar, church. Come on. Lord, I want to be saved.
Oh, it's not easy to stray.
That's it.
There is
Come on.
A cross in your way.
Some pray with these that's coming this morning. Come on.
There is a cross in your way.
Oh, come on.
All of mercy
oh, God. Come on, sir.
There
Come on,
just
ma'am.
One way.
Hallelujah. I don't want to be lost. You don't have to be. You can get saved this morning. Jesus, forgive me. Jesus, save me. Jesus, I'm sorry. Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Forgive me. This altar is open this morning. God, help her, Lord. Touch her heart, Lord. Touch her life, God. Come on. That's it.
Just one way. Your soul can be lost.
Come on, let's pray. My God.
My Lord.
This thing's real this morning, church. Hell is a real place. I know that's not a positive message this morning. I'm trying to warn you that there is a place called hell. You don't just go to the ground and rot. No, your soul lives forever. Your body will go back to the dust of the earth. That's the Bible. But your soul will live forever in eternity. Heaven or hell. The only way you'll get to heaven, not by your good works, not by giving up this or giving up that, but you'll go to heaven because you repented of your sin and through the blood of Jesus Christ. Come on.